Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Pastor Josh mentioned and is evident all around us, this is Good Shepherd Sunday, where we remember that great psalm, the 23rd psalm, where the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. And we remember, of course, how Jesus referred to himself as the good shepherd, the one who cares for the sheep, the one who lays down his life for the sheep. It's a beautiful metaphor that meets some of our deepest needs. But before I talk about shepherds and sheep, I'd like to take us to a related topic, the topic of worry. We all worry, don't we? We worry about all kinds of things. We worry about our loved ones. Will they be safe? Will they succeed? We worry about our own livelihood. Will we be able to provide for those loved ones? We worry about our health. That chronic issue, will it get worse? That doctor's report, will it be good news or bad news? And as we age, will our bodies fall apart as well? We worry. We worry whether we will fit in. Will others like us? Or do we have to continue to wear that mask? You know, that one that we wear in public so that no one will really see the true us? We worry. And we worry sometimes about the past, about those one or five or 100 things that we said or did or didn't say or didn't do that hurt others. Will people find out? Does God know? Will God hold it against me? We worry. And we worry, of course, about the future. The future is so uncertain. What does the future hold for us? What if everything falls apart? What if I fall apart? We worry. It seems as though we have a worry machine within us. It runs nonstop 24/7. It keeps us awake at night, tossing and turning, worrying about tomorrow. My mom used to tell me that worrying was borrowing tomorrow's troubles. I didn't realize until I got much older, she got that from Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, that worry doesn't help. Worrying is unhealthy. It's what psychologists call toxic thinking. We worry. And often we worry about things that either never will happen or that really can't be changed. But still, we worry all the time. I'm old enough to remember Bobby McFerrin, who wrote a little reggae ditty some years ago, about 30 years ago, about worrying. It goes something like this. Please, I'm not going to sing it, so you don't have to worry about that. It goes, in every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Now, that sounds so really easy, but it's not. We continue to worry. Now, you might think that it's trite or cliche for me to say the next thing, but it is true, that the real solution to our worries is the good shepherd. It's the person of Jesus, because you see, in the person of Jesus, in flesh, in blood, in his living and in his dying and in his rising, we see what God is really like. We see what God's heart is really like, and we see that like a good shepherd, Jesus will never forsake us. He will never cut and run like one of those hired hands when he sees the wolf coming. He won't abandon us. He will be with us no matter what. God cares for us. We see that in Jesus, how very much God cares for us, who will stick with us through thick and thin, will never abandon us, even when all of those things that we worry about keep us up all night. Of course, in chapter 10 of John's Gospel, Jesus picks up that very familiar metaphor of sheep and shepherds, and as the Good Shepherd. It's sometimes called the Good Shepherd Discourse, chapter 10. Jesus says, "I am a good shepherd." There's two kinds. There's the good shepherd, the one that sticks with the sheep, the one who will never abandon them, who will never let them go to the wolf's wiles. And then there's the hired hand who doesn't care. He's not like the hired hand that cuts and runs when things get tough. Jesus is saying, in him you can see how much God cares for you and for me. You see, somewhere we picked up this erroneous idea that when we do something wrong, God loves us a little bit less. Or when we wander, God doesn't quite care for us as much as others. Or when things get tough and circumstances are getting bad, we start to think that God has abandoned us, that we're all alone, that God stopped caring. And all of those thoughts are wrong. Because you see, Jesus stands with us no matter what. Stands with us when we worry and care about our loved ones. Stands with us as our health fades and as we age. Stands with us even when we question who we are, reminding us that we are His. We are His children now. That is who we are. And when we are guilty about the past or worried about the future, He's the one who will stand with us and not abandon us. I know, like me, sometimes you've prayed, and it seems as though nothing has happened. It's an issue of faith, you see, and it is an issue of patience to learn that God's timetable isn't always the same as ours. We do live in a fast food world where we expect instant results, but God's timetable is different. But know this, God will never, ever abandon you. He is the good shepherd who even goes to the point of laying down his life for you and for me. He is that good shepherd. Our calling is to follow that good shepherd, to follow Jesus. And that isn't always the easiest thing either, because you see, he put love into action to the deepest degree possible, and it's hard. It's hard for us to love those other sheep, you know, the ones who are not of this fold, to love those outcasts, those folks that are different from us, those folks that we fear. It is difficult to follow Jesus sometimes. There's a quote often attributed to Rob Bell, but I think it's much older than that. It goes something like this, that we are called to walk in the footsteps of Jesus so closely that we're covered with dust from his sandals. Because you see, that's how closely he walks with us. That's how close he is, as close as a breath, as close as a prayer. Because you see, in him, we are exposed to God's heart, a God who loves us, who never abandons us, who is always there for us. Our good shepherd. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand to sing.